This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, December 22nd, AD 2021. Just 4 days until Christmas. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As Christians around the world prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, churches in many countries face additional threats of persecution. Some Christian families in Pakistan actually split up and go to different services in case of suicide bombings. Police there are sealing off Christian areas supposedly to protect them from attacks. In India, police are banning Christmas services at churches and homes in response to threats of Hindu violence. A pastor in India's Karnataka state told Release International, quote, "Police are not allowing Christian groups to meet in local churches, house groups, and halls. This situation will mean the inability to have Christmas services," end quote. This Christmas season, please pray for your vulnerable brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus said in John 15, verse 20, "A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." The UK Office for National Statistics found that 51% of people in England and Wales identified as Christian in 2019, down from 59% in 2011. Meanwhile, people identifying with no religion grew from 32% to 38% over the same time period. Young people were the most likely to identify with no religion. The Church of England's worshiping community also fell 7% last year during COVID-19 lockdowns. As of last week, the Omicron variant makes up 73% of new COVID-19 infections in the U.S., Omicron spreads much faster than the Delta variant. However, early research suggests that people who contract Omicron recover faster and are less likely to be hospitalized. In response to the Omicron variant, President Joe Biden said he will open more federal COVID shot and testing sites, offer Americans 500 million at-home coronavirus rapid tests, and deploy military medical personnel to hospitals. Over 2,000 United Airlines employees are suing the company because they were unfairly fired or put on unpaid leave after applying for a religious or medical exemption from the COVID shot mandate, reports CBN News. United CEO Scott Kirby even threatened the jobs of religious employees.
Any pilot that's decided they all of a sudden, or any employee that's all of a sudden decided, "I'm really religious," you're putting your job on the line. You better be very careful about that.
The case is currently in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. To write a letter of objection to the outrageous comment by United Airlines President Scott Kirby, send it to 233 South Wacker Drive, Chicago, Illinois, 60606, or call him at 872-825-4000. That's 872-825-4000. Last month, the Dallas Children's Medical Center shut down their transgender program. The program began in 2012 as the first gender-affirming center in the Southwest for children with gender dysphoria. The shutdown comes after months of pushback from conservative activists and concerned parents. The program, known as Genesis, offers transgender hormone drugs to children as young as 10. A report by the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute found that states passed a record number of abortion restrictions in 2021. As of December 1st, 19 states enacted 106 abortion restrictions. The most significant abortion restriction to go into effect was the Texas 6-week abortion ban, which the Supreme Court allowed to stay in place. Meanwhile, states passed 10 abortion-protecting laws, down from a high of 36 in 2019. And finally, on Sunday, former President Donald Trump gave a Christmas message to 4,000 people at First Baptist Dallas.
"I have to just start by wishing everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, because it's a great time of the year. I think it's my favorite time of the year. I miss my parents."
Trump said America needs a savior, and that savior is Jesus, who forever changed the world through his life, death, and resurrection.
Our country needs a savior right now, and our country has a savior. And that's not me. That's somebody much higher up than me. Much higher up. The life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ forever changed the world. It's impossible to think of the life of our own country without the influence of his example and of his teachings. We have to remember that Jesus Christ is the ultimate source of our strength and of our hope, and here and everywhere and for all time.
Isaiah 9 verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." To watch President Trump's Christmas greeting, go to a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, December 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.